Massachusetts unions and worker-owned cooperatives are joining forces to help tackle the state's historic wealth gap. Census data show just a handful of households now average incomes nearly 14 times larger than the bottom 20%. Kevin O'Brien is a worker owner with the unionized Works Printing Cooperative in Worcester. He says workers increasingly want to say in workplace conditions, greater job security, and a piece of the profits.
The more they know and understand about cooperative ownership, I think the sky is kind of the limit on what they'll be able to do to combat this wealth gap.
O'Brien says there's great potential for more worker-owned co-ops due to the impending silver tsunami of retiring small business owners who will need to sell or transfer their assets. He says the co-op model is already in place for businesses to replicate, while unions can help provide the resources co-ops need, including access to capital. The number of worker-owned cooperatives in Massachusetts has tripled over the past decade. About 40% of these co-ops have a majority of worker owners of color who may lack other means to build generational wealth. Soren Rose is a worker owner at Circus Cooperative Cafe in Cambridge. He says he's proud to be part of a wider movement toward worker empowerment and cafe unionization, including the recently formed Blue Bottle Independent Union.
We have so much in common with the struggles of our union comrades, and we like to share resources and make sure that we're all joining in a broader fight for good working and living conditions in the Boston area and Northeast as well.
Rose says some cafe customers come for the coffee, others to support the co-op model too. State lawmakers have created a new state agency to develop that model further and a nearly $8 million technical assistance fund of small grants to help. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.